Spillwords.com presents Vertigo, written by Phyllis P. Colucci. This is one trip we take alone. You do not need a plan, you do not need a reservation, you do not need to board a plane, a ship, a bus, a train, or even a car. The itinerary is never clear. You just wake up within the madness, quite unexpectedly. The spinning, spinning, spinning. The nausea, 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 it can last for minutes, hours, days, and sometimes weeks. It is a ride of a lifetime that you experience once, and hope it never happens again, but it will happen again. You cannot get off this wild ride at will. It feels as if you've been locked inside a washing machine on spin, cycle, or stuck on some crazy ride in an amusement park that just will not stop to let you off. You are a prisoner to the world of motion. When it decides to let you go, it will be on its own terms and not yours. So if the invitation is offered to you, you must accept it. You can be rude and decline the invite, but trust me, it will not allow you to make that choice. So make the best of it and try to enjoy the ride, Yes, you will be trapped within a locked capsule that no one ever sees. No one can rescue you and you may never escape. Just more spinning, spinning, spinning. More nausea, nausea, nausea. You will never know what this contraption looks like, but you will know you are locked away inside of it. It will twirl you into oblivion. You will certainly feel it. The spinning, spinning, spinning. The nausea, nausea, nausea. The dizziness will stifle your strut as you head for a sturdy chair, the couch, or perhaps your bed. You will soon realize that lying down will not solve your problem. There will be not one iota of relief. You will place your head against the back of a hardwood chair for support, then to the soft cushions on your couch, then to the fluffy pillows on your bed. Nothing will help. You will try desperately to support your head with your hands as you sink into a bed pillow, but it will all get worse. Even your eyes will hurt as your vision remains unfocused. A decision needs to be made right now. Do you keep your eyes open or close them shut? It really doesn't matter because the spinning will not stop either way. Indoors or outdoors, the uncontrolled motion is very much in control of you. Even the room you are in will now become your enemy. You will be spinning one way, and the room will be spinning the other way. Faster, faster, faster. It will confine you to your misery. There will be nowhere to go and nowhere to hide. There will be nowhere to run, even if you could, but you can't. Oh no, I am so sorry. There it is again, the spinning, spinning, spinning. The nausea, nausea, nausea. You want it to stop, but unfortunately it will not. You must let it run its course. That's what everyone tells you, even your wise physician. You wonder if they have ever experienced it, because that is the only way someone will understand. Telling them about it falls on deaf ears. It is much bigger than your words can ever explain. You can't decide whether it is running faster than you, or you are running faster than it. It is the worst ride you have ever been on. It is the ride from hell. You can almost hear the devil's laughter as he thoroughly enjoys your misery. You want to vomit, you can't walk straight, you have no control. Your once balanced world is so unsteady that you feel as if you are in a drunken stupor. You are intoxicated from the fumes of this unknown entity. Its tentacles envelop you and squeeze you like a woman's corset. You can hardly breathe as you patiently await that one chance to escape. That one chance never comes. This is one decision you have absolutely no say on. Yes, it must run its course, and it will eventually release you when it feels it is okay to do so, when it feels it is done with you, but it will be back. I can promise you that. And so it continues, the spinning, 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 the nausea, nausea, nausea. The room and the furniture are spinning around you like a deadly EF5 tornado. Your head and stomach are fighting hard to keep in sync, but they are never in sync, even if you tell yourself they soon will be. The power of suggestion is weak here. Means nothing. You must live with this unwelcome monster who will continue to visit you time and time again and send your world into a vicious frenzy. The next time it knocks at your door, reach for the meclizine in your medicine cabinet. Do you remember those? They are the only ammunition you have available in your arsenal. Be sure you always have those small fighting soldiers on hand. They will put this peril to a final rest, until the next time, but be prepared for that next time, because those tiny little pills will serve as your private army against vertigo, where you will finally enjoy both victory and revenge. Note from the author, : No one can understand vertigo unless they personally experience it. Please leave this field empty. Never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, Phyllis P. Colucci, OC, October 2019, author of The Mon That Spillwords. Kami, I'm a writer from Brooklyn, New York, born and raised in a small town neighborhood within a big city, and I still call Brooklyn my home. I am currently retired from a supervisory, admin position with a federal law enforcement agency in New York City, and I am elated to now be part of the Spillwords writing community. I have one son who is pursuing an acting career. I love animals. I am a huge fan of the original, Dark Shadows, Gothic soap opera, 1966 to 1971, and a huge fan of the soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I write mainly poetry and contemporary fiction with a touch of mystery, suspense, romance, and a New York edge. In between, I love to dabble in a writing, miscellaneous blog about anything and everything. Feel free to check out my books, both in ebook and paperback format, on Amazon, and my blog, Phyllis P. Colucci at Blogspot. Latest posts by Phyllis P. Colucci, See All, Vertigo, March 31, 2025. A Little Black Dress, January 30, 2025. You Must Believe, December 17, 2024.